This is the creation of the dynamic of the soul whereby, no matter what situation it is in, it creates the best of all worlds from the power that it draws to the situation. From the perception of the personality, it is not possible to see clearly those human beings who, from the outside, appear to be making foolish decisions or to be unaware of their environment, when in truth they are simply drinking from the finest nectar of their environment and are totally content to let the illusion play. The splintered personality is not content. The contentment that it feels in one moment is replaced by anger or fear or envy in the next moment as conflicting aspects of itself struggle with each other. Your responses to the struggles between the conflicting aspects of yourself determine the way that you will evolve, consciously or unconsciously, through the experience of negative karma or positive, through fear and doubt or through wisdom. Your struggles themselves do not create karma or determine the way that you will evolve, only your responses to them. If your struggle with the conflicting parts of yourself is conscious, you are able to choose consciously the response that will create the karma that you desire. You will be able to bring to bear upon your decision an awareness of what lies behind each choice and the consequences of each choice, and choose accordingly. When you enter into your decision-making dynamic consciously, you insert your will consciously into the creative cycle through which your soul evolves, and you enter consciously into your own evolution. This requires effort. But is it really more difficult than living through the consequences that follow a decision to act in anger, or selfishness, or fear, when you know that with each decision to act without compassion, you yourself will experience the discord or fear or anguish that you create in another? Is it not worth the effort to project yourself ahead into the probable consequences of each of your actions at each point of choice and see how you will feel in each instance? How comfortable you will be with each of the consequences, if doing that will allow you to harvest love, compassion, and authentic power? The effort that you apply to each decision to align yourself with your soul is rewarded many times. The part of yourself that reaches toward light may not be the strongest part of you at the moment you choose to journey toward authentic power consciously, at the moment you choose the vertical path, but it is the part that the universe backs.